Friends.
Hi, I'm Rachel from On Broadcast, and you're listening to Alex Levchuk on the Midweek Drive.
Thank you very much, Rachel. A very fine introduction there. Holly Parker sends her apologies. She's a bit poorly. Emma Tinson is a bit poorly. Get well soon, Emma. Chloe Baker, don't really know. But as I say, Jessica's with us. So great stuff there, Jessica. Back on the Midweek Drive. Clearly, the others just realised they couldn't sort of react without you, so it's important that you're there. But we do have, especially for Cameron Tilbury, a couple of mystery voices. Let's start off with mystery voice one. Would you like to say hello to Cameron and see how soon he can actually put a name to the vocal energy?
Hey, Cameron, my friend. How are you?
Who might it be, Cameron Tilbury?
Oh, man. No idea.
Another kind of sort of setup there.
We don't speak enough on the phone.
Yeah, don't speak enough on the phone.
No.
No idea. Kat, have you actually encountered that? That might help, perhaps. You
well,
know.
Yes, it's all rock and roll, Cameron.
Yeah. I mean, Kat's shaking her head in the background, thinking, "What's going on here, Cameron Tilbury?" You know, I mean, claim to be MapleStar Music and Media's finest, and you can't recognise.
I didn't claim to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. I've never claimed that.
Go on. Who is this fine person who we can now formally welcome to the Midweek Drive?
Oh, we're formally welcoming Nick Elliott.
Yay!
Amen.
Yay! You see?
One of the world's top rock photographers.
Exactly. From Alice Cooper, Albert Lee, Alabama 3, right the way through to St. Jude, Saxon, Scorpions, a whole heap of other fine folk there.
And one that, you know, is very dear to my heart, Iron Maiden.
There we are. So what is it about Iron Maiden that went down so well in Canada there?
I don't know that it went down particularly well there any more than any other place. I just always dig the band. I've been a fan since they started.
There you are, you see. Good, positive stuff. And we have had a fairly interesting chat this evening. In fact, this afternoon, you see, the hour goes back, suddenly it's all dark. We think, what's happening here? I think it's fair to say, Nick, about some exciting things we can reveal will be happening, both on the Midweek Drive and also in other parts of the Siren output, really, related to your good self.
Oh, indeed we have. A lot of exciting things going to happen next year and kick it off around about Christmas time. So I think my good friend Cameron had a lot to do with this. How we actually pulled the whole thing together. So I thank you very much for that, my friend. And, you know, look forward to catching up again very soon. But we're sticking around for a while, I think, Cameron.
Good.
Yeah, this is exactly so. So Cameron, what advice would you have for the legend that is Nick Elliott, or indeed the equally legendary Kat, publicist extraordinaire, with respect to what they're experiencing and so on, or about to experience? Because Jessica obviously is technically head girl on this whole system, and she's just thinking, oh, it's rock music, I don't know what's going on here. Still, over to you, Cameron. What sort of advice should they actually be prepared for as we begin to head through the show? Of course, launching in a few moments with your first choice of music.
The best piece of advice I could give is just don't listen to much Alex says.
I was picking him up, wasn't I? I said, yeah, he's a genuine person. You know, I met him in person, etc. You know, Nick, you've never actually sort of encountered him at all. So.
Think of this, Alex. He's looking after me over there in Nashville. Don't recognise me.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is a you almost drove him to say a naughty word there.
I apologise.
There are only certain things we can actually do.
Nick, remember George Carlin's 7 words that you can't say on the radio. That's all you have to do.
Fine. Okay. Yeah, because I can see sort of the tension with Kat on one side of the Atlantic, yourself on the other side, and MapleStar Music and Media. It could be a disaster. It could be carnage. But no, it's all right. Our fingers are on the buttons. Marvellous. Much like the Siren News team. Coming up at 5:45, of course. Okay, Cameron, we've gone Italian once again this week for this particular musical
choice.
Italian. Explain why they've gone down this Alana, please.
Well, last week we played a song by a band called Fire, and they are fronted by Ollie Riva. And Ollie produced the first record here that we're going to hear a track from by Italian country duo 12N. They're working on a brand new album, and Jolia was a co-writer on 2 of the songs on that, so we're really looking forward to that. They were here in Nashville last June. They're coming over again in April. May and for part of June here. And they blew everybody away. They played about 15 gigs around Nashville during fanfare, and everybody was just blown away. They're really incredible people, and I really love working with them. They are a dream client for me. They're just really fantastic to work with, and their music is really great as well. This is Fed and Marta, otherwise known as 12 Notes, 12N, and My Little Girl on Siren FM.
So I'm looking at the Facebook update and I'm seeing a 9N there, Cameron, and I think obviously that young lady deserves another mention. Would you like to give her a little name check for the lead singer from 12N?
Oh, Marta Innocente.
Marta Innocente. Think, that's very good.
And they're from Imola, which is in Tuscany, and they've got a great video for that song that you just heard, My Little Girl. So if you go to their Facebook page or check out their website, you'll find the video. It's really good. And the story with that is Marta, when they were recording the song, she said she cried. And when they shot the video, Fed said that he cried. So it's a really touching
thing. It's just so emotional. It's amazing. Never mind. It'll all get better. But the key thing, of course, is will they cry again when they hear the results of the scores of the team on the midweek drive? So let's go to Nick first. What did you make of 12N?
Oh, I like that, actually. Very American feel for Italian band.
It did bemuse him, Cameron, when I said he's got an Italian selection on the show today, an Italian country. Both Kat and Nick were somewhat bemused over their coffee here at Azores Siren Base.
What they're doing, it's really interesting what they're doing. They said, look, we're not from America, so we can't be an American band. But they're taking some of the Italian kind of pop influences and combining them with country, and doing a really great job. They've got their own unique sound. And the cool thing is, Tuscany, they said, is very much like Tennessee. So there are a lot more similarities there than there are differences.
Who'd have thought that in the great mystery of the universe, eh? Tuscany, Tennessee, how confusing could that be? It's a bit like saying Isle of Man, New Zealand.
Yes.
It's amazing, you know, astounding. A little name check for your mum. Is she listening, Jessica?
Yes, she has. She's actually managed to get all her friends listening in as well from
nice.
The Isle of Man.
Nice. You can give them a shout-out to use the vernacular.
I'll say hello to the Harris family and the Justices and, of course, my parents, Bronwyn and John Ward.
That is what makes Siren just that little bit more special, really. It's warm. I'm shedding a tear myself. Wonderful. Okay, Kat, what did you make of 12N?
Oh, do you know, I really loved that. It was really upbeat. It was exciting. It was a bit new. Quite fresh, wasn't it? An unexpected mix, as you say.
Exactly.
Yeah, loved it.
And Jessica?
Yes, you can definitely hear the pop and country elements quite well, and they complement one another really nicely.
Absolutely. It's fantastic stuff. So it's a winner. Well done, Cameron. Another top selection there, keeping the Italian theme going. So brilliant stuff. You've given your advice to Nick in terms of help and all the universe from that perspective. Thank you very much for that. But as you say, Nick Elliott, really top soul, and we'll be finding out more about his photographic work and genius as the show proceeds today. Plus, of course, looking ahead to a number of interesting singles, I think, before Christmas. And of course, just share with us this tease ahead, because I know Jessica will be quite interested in this as well. What exciting project are you involved with over the next 12 months, which hopefully Jessica and Emma and a couple of others, our team from Midweek Drivettes, will actually be covering as well?
Well, it's an art project that kicks off, we think, about early January, lasting for 12 to 18 months. And it will be photographing 12 of the biggest musicians in the business.
And that's not necessarily in width or girth or
No.
People have been porking out, shall we say.
No, these are, well, in a lot of cases, they're personal friends of mine, but guys that are actually dedicated to the cause of why we're going to do the thing, giving up their time.
Can you name some names?
Yes, we can. Earl Slick, as in David Bowie fame. Glenn Matlock.
As in Squeeze?
The Pistols.
Glenn Tilbrook. Glenn Matlock from the Pistols,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it is. And various others. This thing is pretty much now put to bed. We've just kind of dotting the I's and crossing T's and that on the whole thing. But literally, it's a bit of a lifelong project that I've wanted to do. I'm intending to take it back to the actual roots of the art of photography. This is not about photography. I don't consider myself a photographer. I consider myself an artist. The camera is purely the tool that I use to produce the art that I produce. I'm going to take it right back. A bit of a kind of personal hit towards the digital situation that we now have in the UK. Well, worldwide, but certainly in the UK. So I'm going to shoot this wholly on film, wet room, dark room processes, and we'll be avoiding any kind of form of digital post-production, or at least that we can actually get away with, and then shoot this thing and produce it in the true form of photography and the art as it started.
Are you excited by that, Jessica?
I'm very excited.
You're kind of doing photography-wise what the Foo Fighters did on their last album.
Yes.
I mean, that was totally analog. They went into Dave Grohl's garage and recorded this thing completely analog, and it was only for the final mastering that they went to digital.
Yeah, which is pretty much the same kind of processes I'm going to use, Cameron. I mean, because obviously in respect of the printing techniques and stuff that I'm using, and certainly the promotion, the PR that's going to surround this whole project, we need to go to digital to a degree. But it's not going to be a mass production of digital Photoshop, Lightroom, all this kind of stuff. It's not. It's going to go back to where I learned my craft and the craft as it was taught to me. And this is going to be a very stripped back project. So it will literally be a same kind of studio set for every shoot. The guys will turn up. There may be one or two of them. There may be one of them. They may tip up with a guitar. They may not. They might just have a cup of tea. And literally they will walk in the set. We'll shoot exactly what's there. So the object is to get right back down to the bareness, not only of the art, but certainly of the performer, and just literally recreate that.
Exciting stuff. Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on the show today?
I have had more than a reasonably...
There you go. Are you back again next week?
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, I am.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Yes. The avalanches since I left you, taking us out of Cameron Tilbury, and some fascinating news, of course, from the fantastic Nick Elliott. As he's just said in Betwixt Times, so many people think they're photographers. They're not, are they, Nick?
Not at all.
Not at all, exactly. Quite right, keeping it real there. Anna Lewis, welcome to the show. How are you keeping?
Very well, thank you.
Would you consider yourself a photographer or a librarian?
Not a photographer. Oh. To be honest, our society has just said goodbye to a photographer in residence who's incredible. He's actually from a small village in Russia that's only got 400 inhabitants and only just got the internet. But Yuri, his name's Yuri Toroptsov, is an absolutely whiz photographer and exhibiting in Paris at the moment. But it's the way photographers see the world that intrigues me. So, yeah, I'm impressed with photography.
How do you see the world, Nick Elliott?
Illusionary, I think, Alex, in all honesty. I think I see the world as I'd like the world to be, not necessarily what it is. It's a little too real.
Well, you know, it's interesting. What about yourself, Jessica? Because you're saying you quite like photography in all sorts of ways.
Yes. I always try to drag out the positivity behind things. Yeah. I think that's really important. But I prefer to capture, like, original things, not try to make it artificial.
This is one of the reasons why, and I think Jessica will be one of our fine location reporters when she sort of works through that whole basis. You know, it's quite fun. Oh, I'm not sure what your mum will think about you sort of hanging out with rock stars. It's okay. Don't worry. There'll always be an escort there, won't there, Kat?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll look after you. Don't worry.
Well, you see, there we are. It's important. same for Emma Timpson. Get well, Emma, if you're around as well from that point of view. So what else has been happening apart from saying farewell to Yuri? Which is a story in its own routine. As you sort of say, you know, I could see the Jersey habitants now saying, farewell, Yuri. Das svidaniya. Etc.
Jersey's going through a bit of a sea change at the moment. The weather's really, really mild, and they have something rather exciting going on, and I've just negotiated with my son we ought to do this. They have something called a tenor fest, and basically what happens in November is the restaurants and cafes in Jersey are not very busy this time of year. So what they do is they have, well, it originally started as a £10 menu. You'd be very lucky if you find any menu for £10. But it means you can go to a restaurant and have a slap-up meal for just over £10 a head. And it's really well worth it. So there's that going on at the moment.
That sounds extraordinary. £10? I mean, is that the sort of cost that we pay in Norwich, Nick? I mean, do you have £10 a meal?
I don't know, actually, Alex.
People buy you food. Why would you worry?
Well, I don't eat out in Norwich a lot. I'm not a big fan of eating out, to be honest. No, not
why
really.
Is that?
Sorry?
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
I'm quite a homegrown type of guy. You know, yeah. I can't be doing with all this Jamie Oliver nonsense and all that. No. No.
There you have it, Anna. You know, can't be doing with all that Jamie Oliver nonsense, you know, all that strange
he is one of the few that I haven't got a bit of time for, but now all this cooking. No. Yeah. Bit of cake. I'm very partial to a bit of cake.
Let's tease ahead from some of these shows we'll be kind of introducing, because we're going to be launching with a kind of Christmas special. And in fact, we'll put this out because we were thinking about calling this show that Nick will be developing with us called The Tracks of My Years. But there's a certain guy on Radio 2 that actually has that title, and there's also The Tracks of My Tears. And also, so we're going to get The Tracks of Nick's Years. What sort of name would you think, Anna, you would like to coin or sort of use your English background to effectively address if you're saying, here we are, rock photographer Nick Elliott, going to be doing a show about all the sort of famous folk he's actually met right across the wonderful world of rock and roll music, from Led Zeppelin through the Sex Pistols, through all range of sort of fine folk there, Arctic Monkeys, etc., etc. What sort of show would you call that? You know, what name the show, Anna?
Okay, Rock Around the Clock. Is that too cheesy?
It is cheesy. I think.
I'm just looking for two bits of bread, actually. Make a busting sandwich.
But putting on that, being put on the spot like that, I think it's a commendable. It's a commendable response. I think.
Very good. That's very good.
Well done, Anna.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a nice line from the point. Kat, any question? Have you ever been to Jersey?
Do you know, I've never... Oh, no, I was going to say I've never been, but I have.
Right.
But it was an awful...
It was memorable
long,
then, obviously.
No, it was very memorable, but I was very young.
Right.
So hence the fact I'm going, no, I've not been, because it's not in my recent memory, but beautiful place.
Well, we are... I mean, Anna hates it. She's a lie.
Oh,
it
must be terrible for her.
Every week we sort of say, what can she do to put us off Jersey? No, she doesn't. You know,
she can't,
so,
can't,
exactly.
The history there is amazing.
Bergerac, you know, was there.
Bergerac, yeah.
It was good. Bergerac was good.
Yeah,
I liked Bergerac.
There we are, you see. So it's
fantastic car.
We will do that location report, but other than obviously, I mean, being home to Yuri, I love that. You know, Yuri the photographer, you know, the Russian photographer. Is he going back to do shots of Yeltsin and what Yeltsin?
He actually wrote to the Queen to ask her if she could wear a Marilyn Monroe dress.
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
You can only guess what the answer was.
Well, I mean, surely Jessica, you could have actually dropped that in last week when you were actually at St James Palace.
Yes,
saying,
I could have.
Excuse me, you know, have a word with your wife, you know, just so see would you actually consider that? Because I mean, I'm thinking, you know, is this the sort of thing that maybe leads us to see lots of shots of Vladimir Putin without his shirt on?
Well, Yuri's got some controversial photographs, actually. Yeah, honestly, the exhibition did raise a few eyebrows in our local art centre, because they were quite shocking, some of them. The portraits, of the landscape ones are incredible, but the portraits, yeah.
So I know we're in the description zone here, but I mean, bearing in mind, does Yuri have his photographs online? Because I'm thinking we could actually.
Yes, he does. Yes, right. Yes, absolutely. It's Yuri Yury Toropsov. Toropsov. Toropsov.
Right, so that's Yuri Toropsov. Let's see what actually happens when we press that little magical button here. We've got Yuri Toropsov photographer. We've got his official site here. So it's something probably even Yuri and his family wouldn't be expecting, to actually have Yuri Toropsov's line. And we've got Fairyland there.
Fairyland, that's the exhibition we did
I was going to say, not the most exciting sort of initial slide that I actually see. Let's go into Fairyland. Let's see what we're actually doing here. We've got the Jersey Battle of Flowers in 1937. That's got nothing to do with this. I'll press the play button, and we'll see what Nick makes of what he's seeing at present. It's currently a black wiggly line. This is quite extraordinary in many ways. A black wiggly line, which is moving up into all sorts of... Is the video supposed to be representing the photograph or the image itself, or do you not know, Anna?
Yeah, the video of the Battle of Flowers is actually the inspiration for the exhibition, which is Jersey. The first thing he saw when he came to Jersey was the idea of the island as being a kind of fairyland. And he looked for unusual things to photograph and went round the island looking at pretty wacky things, actually, to be honest. He sees the world in a very bizarre way. That might be because he's Russian, but I think it's because he's very artistic.
We've got travel notes. Oh, there we are. Bones going again. Travel notes on the way home, 2013, from Vladivostok in Russia. It just looks like Lincoln, actually. Vladivostok, Lincoln. Could be exactly the same thing. There we got a TV screen there, which obviously got a lot of haze on there. What do you make of this initial thing, Nick? I mean, I know it's difficult when we're putting you on the spot here, but
it's very reportage.
Marilyn and I are portraits of people that he met during his travels in Europe and in America, all accepted to be photographed next to an object that he carried with himself, a vintage summer dress dating back from the 1950s, which belongs to Marilyn Monroe. So interesting.
Ooh, nice.
That sort of perspective there. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, there's a little bonus that Yuri probably wasn't expecting, really. You can email Yuri, Anna, and say he's just been featured on Siren FM's Midweek Drive.
I will do, because he's a really nice chap, very, very inspiring and inspirational, and a really nice chap. So, I wish him luck for the future for him, because... Yeah, interesting stuff.
Well, there we are. Once again, Anna has brought out the sort of notion of Yuri Turovtsov from Russia. I won't say the Soviet Union, because otherwise I'd be lynched, but still, no mind. It's a different line. So well done, Yuri. Excellent stuff there. Coming up next, it's going to be the York Maze. It's going to be the Hallow Scream at the York Maze, which probably leads on neatly to a classic we always have to play every year when it comes around to Halloween time, Bobby Pickett and his Crypt Kickers. Whatever happened to that Transylvania twist?
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.